scientists discover that individuals with more brain activity learn slower than those with less brain activity. So stop thinking and learn. Wait, what?
Hey traders, welcome to my humble abode here in the Caribbean. Today we're going to be talking about why is learning how to day trade so damn hard.
And welcome to the Let's Make Fun podcast. My name's Jeremy. Thank you so much for listening. This is the best podcast on earth. But for some reason, I was just looking at the Stitcher account, and there are like zero ratings. And I mean, I understand Joe Rogan and like Conan O'Brien are pretty famous, but I guarantee their podcasts aren't as cool as this one. I mean, you most likely know the person that does this podcast. not to, you know, and those other guys probably don't cough in the middle of their podcasts. But, you know, it's a pretty cool and big deal. So if you can, please go rate this show. It is the Let's Make Fun show. It is on Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. I think it's on Apple Music, not iTunes. But anyway, either place, any place that you listen to it, please go give it a rating, whether it's a 1 or a 5. Hopefully it's a 5, but you know, there are some off days. Not every show's going to be like this one where it's just going to be amazing. I mean, for the most part they're all amazing. But I understand if one or two aren't the best. I would still hope I would get like a 4-star rating for that. But either way, please go rate it if you can, if you have time, if you have those accounts. Just give it a rating. It might help me. It might not. I really don't know. But it'd be cool to just see a little bit of interaction on those platforms, just so that other people might be able to check it out. You know, it is kind of annoying, too, to see all of the shows that are on like the top 100. I was looking at the one on Stitcher, and it's either a super famous person or a show about murder mysteries. And that's it. There's like no in between. So apparently it's just cool to not have your own idea, like making fun of a new topic every single week, and just making fun, or not even making fun of, just doing a bunch of research on a couple of murders that have happened and have that be an entire series about one murder. And it boggles my mind. Why are those the only two things that are doing well? Super famous people that already have other platforms that they can go on, or murders. It doesn't make much sense. So, hopefully you are enjoying this show. And if you are, please just go give it a rating, or share it on social media, or both. I'd be fine with either of those. But yes, this is the Let's Make Fun podcast. If you haven't figured it out already, this week is going to be about learning. Now, it's hard to make fun of something that was kind of the basis of this entire show. When the show first started, it was going to be a lot of, you know, each week we're going to make fun of a topic, but also teach you about a certain topic. And I like to believe that that's still the case. I try my best to inform you a little bit about what is going on each episode, as far as, you know, kind of giving you some information of how to learn something. This episode will be no different. This episode, I'm going to try to give you the basics of how to be a trader. And you probably heard in the intro, the guy was like, "Welcome, traders. Hey, I live in like the amazing Guadalupe, San de Cristo Islands. I don't know, are those things?" But anyway, some douchey guy with like slicked backed hair. He was a pathetic loser. But he looked like he either rented a pretty sweet house with a pretty sweet view, or actually earned it by day trading. No, not trade. Like, you're not like a trader. Like, you gave secrets away from your country. Although I think that's treason. something stupid like that. But no, it's a little bit different. It's a day trader. So like stocks and stuff. Something I know zero, literally zero about. So what I did was I just Googled, how do you become a day trader? I mean, I found like a couple of tips of day trading for beginners. So I didn't read it. I didn't look at it at all so we can learn together because I have no idea. Hopefully that'll be interesting. And maybe I'll make one of you a billionaire. And if that's all I can do, if I could just make one of you a billionaire, I feel like I did my job. That would be great. So yeah, we'll get to that. We'll also get to, obviously, the social media comments and interactions and all that fun stuff. Some things that I have learned, kind of give you, you know, what I've learned, how easy it was. And then at the end, we'll go with, I tried my best to find like the top 10 hardest things to learn in the world. But everything's like, it was all like stupid. Like, you have to learn how to love yourself, bro. You have to learn how to like be apathetic to stuff. And that's not what I was looking for. I don't care about self-help crap. I was just looking for like a, you know, guitar is hard to learn. And it's the fourth hardest thing to learn. Something stupid like that. This isn't a show about reflection and becoming a better person. It's just about trying to make fun of stupid things. And learning stuff is hard. And, you know, I kind of wanted to make fun of that. So I found a list. Hopefully it's good. I went through a little bit of it and it looked a little bit more like a list that I was actually hoping to get to. So that one will be good too. And of course, we'll, as always, we'll listen to a bunch of cool music from bands that are cool and let me use their music, which even if you had crap music, if you let me use it, it's amazing to me. But no, all these bands that I do have the privilege of playing are actually good. And I hope that I could keep that up. I'll keep looking. I'm still looking. You know, I want to try to find as many artists or bands as I can. And if you know of any that are, you know, willing to let me use during the show, just let them know. And if it's okay with them, then let me know. Just send me a link on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that fun stuff. Or just tell me, I don't know, however you want. And yeah, I'll play it. I'll, you know, say their band name, how to find them, like all the ones that we usually listen to are on Spotify. It's easy as that. And then I'll give them shout outs. I'll give you a shout out and then I'll give your friend's band a shout out. How's that sound? I think that sounds amazing. So yeah, let's get it started. We're going to go ahead and get back to the normal thing we're doing now, which is called Jeremy's Last Week. A lot can happen in a week.
What happened to you?
That just happened.
But don't worry. We're here to get you through the tough times.
They did all that?
We missed everything because we were on our phones.
This is Jeremy's Last Week.
And those who are nearest to the entrance into paradise. Amen.
Yeah, so in the last week, a lot of stuff has been happening. You know, we ordered a bunch of stuff from Amazon and it finally came, including, but not limited to, some lights for the front porch. So we have a, you know, before, when you would try to walk to our house, you'd probably just run into the garage because it was so dark at night. It wouldn't be dark during the day. That'd be weird. But I meant like at night. I guess we also had like a porch light we could have turned on. But that's not what is fun. We got some lights that you plug, like that you just stick into the ground. And they are solar. So they, you know, they charge up during the day. And then at night, boom, they turn right on. It's amazing. With one little caveat, one of them just fell over in the past couple of hours. And I still haven't moved it, mostly because I forgot that it had happened. But now I have the window opened a little bit and I can see it just lying there. It's very unsettling. It just makes it seem like, hey, come steal me. I'm not in order of the rest of us. So please put me out of my misery and put me in front of your house by myself, I would look much better there than just lying in the grass like I am right now. So that thing's pretty cool. Those are very nice. We got like an 8-pack or something. And then there are some in the back. So our house is getting classier and classier by the day. And it's exciting. I also have now moved back to something I used to do in high school. In my post-high school trying to get a lady days, I decided to move to boxer briefs as my preferred underwear of choice. But then I realized how, I guess, massive my quads are. I know you thought I was going to talk about something else, but I'm talking about my legs. And they just kept ripping the boxer briefs. So I have now changed to just back to regular boxers like I did in high school. And man, it's awesome. It feels like there's nothing there. And I don't know if that's good or not, but it doesn't feel like it's strangling my legs anymore. So that's an amazing, cool thing, I think. I don't know how you all feel, all of you men or women. I don't know if there are women that wear boxers or not. But I don't know how you feel the difference between boxer briefs and just regular boxers, but it's an amazing, amazing feeling. So I'm happy to have moved to that. So yeah, we thought we'd order them online instead of just go down the street to Target, which was probably like a 5-minute drive, and instead we waited like 3 or 4 weeks for them to come. But I do feel like we may have saved a couple of dollars. So the couple of dollars we saved in price and the gas that it took for us to have to go get it was pretty nice, I think. So that was cool. And we got a bunch of other stuff, clothes, all that fun stuff. But that's not anything probably anybody cares about. I'm sure you don't even care about the boxers and the lights, but you're an insane person if you don't care about that. So that's why I thought I'd bring that up. Another thing going on, it's now currently actual preseason football season. The Broncos' second game is currently going on, where in the first game it was just the Broncos and Falcons playing that weekend, so it was like all 4th and 5th and 6th and 7th string players. This one actually had a sighting of first string players, so that was kind of cool to see. And then we've got every other, pretty much not every game, but a lot of other games going on now too. So it now officially feels like football season, which is very exciting. So I'm very happy about that. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about was a TV series that we have started and now finished. Really, within the last week, we finished it. We'd started it a while ago. I can't remember if I talked about this or not, but it's called The Boys on Amazon Prime. So if you have Amazon Prime, you have access to The Boys. And The Boys is what I would consider one of the coolest and best shows I've ever seen. Stranger Things is still on top. I mean, just the fact that they're able to pull off such great, I mean, it's just great. The way they do it with the whole 80s theme, everything about that is awesome. But like we've talked about in the past, it's kind of annoying how they are all focused on like the kids' love lives now, and it's only been 3 seasons. All of a sudden they went from 4-year-olds to like 16-year-olds that are in love, and like one of them's probably having a kid with one of the other ones, and it's weird. So but no, this show called The Boys is about it's like a superhero show, which I am not about. I cannot stand superhero movies except for Guardians of the Galaxy and Deadpool. Those ones are cool. The rest of them are quite overrated and lame. But this show is about superheroes like if they were bad guys. Like it starts off, you think everything's fine, and then something horrible happens, and then it starts getting into the stories of the superheroes that everybody loves actually being bad people. And it's amazing. It's extremely violent. A lot of cursing. Just it's got pretty much everything you would ever want in a show if you're an adult. I think anyway, it's quite hilarious. Carl Urban is in it. He was in Xena, and he's like, oh God, again, I'm not a gigantic nerd, so I don't know his name in Star Trek, the new Star Trek movies. He's like the doctor. Ugh. I should have looked it up, but either way, it's Carl Urban. Just look up Carl Urban, and you'll see who it is. I'm sure you'd probably recognize him from something. He's been in a lot of stuff, but he looks especially badass in this because he's got like a big beard. He almost kind of looks like Wolverine. I know I just said I'm not a gigantic nerd and I don't watch that stuff, but I have seen what Wolverine looks like. He kind of looks like that, but better because he's not in an X-Men movie. So I highly, highly recommend going and watching The Boys. It's only 8 episodes and it's just the first season. It just came out and on Amazon Prime. So please go watch that if you haven't already. If you have already started it, I am jealous of you because then you still have some more to watch. I guess I could watch it again, but I already know it's going to happen. It's just, it's a cool, cool idea and a cool show in general. And lastly, I wanted to talk about, only because I forgot to really ever bring it up, the reason why we're doing this episode this week, learning, making fun of learning, because I am learning an entirely new system at this new job that I've already talked plenty about, starting a new job, doing traffic and radio in a system that I have never used, and it is extreme. There are so many different things. So it's been a lot of learning. My brain has been jam-packed full of stuff. So that's kind of why I wanted to get to that this week. And I'll get more into that a little bit later after the social media comments and all that fun stuff. But we'll take a quick break now. And when we come back, we will get to the social media comments that you have put on my Facebook page and Instagram and Twitter and all that fun stuff. So we'll be right back on the Let's Make Fun podcast. Nothing says summer like hot babes, cheesy 80s hair metal, and listening to a bunch of dudes talking about stuff.
That's hot.
So go check out 4th and 20, beer for breakfast, and let's make fun. All on the Not Normal Network, N3Entertainment.com.
That was hot.
How's it going? Yeah, it's me, Jeremy, again with the Let's Make Fun podcast. Thanks for sticking around. That is Half-Hearted. It's off the How to Be Alone album. The song's called How to Be Alone. So go find it on Spotify or go just Google them. You'll find them everywhere. That's Half-Hearted, How to Be Alone. Check them out along with every other show on the Not Normal Network. We're also on Spotify and, Spreaker. N3Entertainment.com is where you really want to go. because that's the direct link to get to us. But if you're on the go and you know you already have these platforms, then that's perfect. That's what you want. You want the ease of listening to me while you're running through a forest. Shout out to Kevin, my very first guest, who listens to those murder podcasts all the time that are so famous while running through the woods in the morning to get him kind of amped up. So once you're done with that, just listen to me and you'll be even more scared, I bet, because it'd be weird to probably listen to me while trying to work out. But yeah, thank you so much for sticking around. I really do appreciate it. This is the Let's Make Fun podcast. I hope you are enjoying the show so far. We are talking about learning today. And again, I'll try to teach you a little bit about day trading here in a little while. Give you a couple of things I've learned. And then just some of the hardest things to learn in the world as far as kind of just not skills, but just things that, you know, some people like to learn or like to try to learn. But that are too hard sometimes. So, you know, maybe it'll give you an idea of what you shouldn't go try to learn. Because day trading, that's going to be the hardest one. And if you can master that, become a billionaire, you could do all the rest of them. It's so easy. I don't even know why you're worried about it. But let's just get to the next segment, which is, as always, called Comments from Social Media. And now it's time for, hey bro, do you do that Soshmead? Soshmead? Comments from social media. Yeah, and that's what I was talking about. You know, I said on Facebook and all social media, I said, learning is hard. I've been doing it for 2 weeks and now my brain hurts. Give me some ideas how to stay awake, ways to keep my brain from shutting off, and how to overall just be better. And I did get some comments, so that's always good. We'll get to those in just a second. But like I was saying before, the reason I wanted to talk about this week is because any job that is a totally different industry than what you've done before, it's going to be different. Now, you know, whether it be, like I've said, driving, you know, a small van or truck as opposed to driving a flat or a pickup truck with a flatbed trailer attached to it is a lot different from each other. Backing up with a flatbed trailer attached to a truck is hard, but guess what? I figured it out. And now I'm doing a job where I work on computers, which I've done in the past. I worked at Progressive. I had two screens. I had a bunch of different systems going that I'd never used in my life, and I figured them out. Problem is with that job was that it sucked ass more than anything on earth, including a porn star that sucks ass, like as her or his go-to move. That job sucked ass. That's all. That's plain and simple. Again, some people like those jobs, both sucking ass and being in call centers. But for me, when it comes to insurance and just boring stuff about cars that I don't care at all about, it was not for me. So I'm so happy. I hope that you realize how happy I am to be doing this job. It is extremely hard so far. I never have done anything like it, and I'm happy about that because it's a new challenge. Now, I'm hoping this is the last challenge as far as work that I'll ever have to do because I'm kind of sick of changing jobs every couple of years. But again, finally, I'm in radio. It's what I've always wanted to do, whether it be behind the mic or behind the scenes. I am very happy, and it's extremely hard. There are so many different things that the system that I am using and learning on can do. So it's been crazy. It's been agonizing on my brain, just trying to think about everything I'm trying to do. It's keeping me not up at night, but I'm definitely thinking about it, you know, when I'm trying to fall asleep, like, all right, so what do I do next? What do I do next? And I'm sure I'm not alone. You know, people, you know, they want to learn. They want to succeed at what they're doing for a living. So that's kind of why I wanted to bring this up today. So I appreciate the few people that did take time out of their day to chime in on this. And the first one we got was from Andres Atencio. He says, I was in college for 7 years. Coffee is a good start. 7 years? What were you, a doctor? Good God. That's a long time. Yeah, and Tommy Boy, if Tommy Boy taught me anything, it's a lot of people go to 7 years. They're called doctors. But no, I hope that hopefully you enjoyed your 7 years and that and maybe you are a doctor. We went to high school together, but I don't know. I know he's a gamer now, but I don't know if he's also a doctor gamer. That'd be cool. Either way, coffee helped him out. And I agree. Yeah, coffee is amazing. I am very happy right now because I, again, when I worked at FedEx, I was an amazing employee. Not to, you know, make myself feel any better about myself than I already do. But I was an amazing employee. And I didn't get into any accidents, which is, you know, kind of the point of that job. I mean, don't get in accidents and deliver packages. Those are like the two main goals of that job. And I succeeded at both. So after my 1 year anniversary of, you know, accident free driving, I got a sweet, gigantic tumbler. I think that's what it's called. I actually have it right here. Hopefully you can hear that. And it's amazing. I currently have ice cold water in it right now. Hint, hint for later. But earlier I had coffee in it. Hint, hint for now. It is amazing for both. And my point being, I get to fill that bad boy up in the morning and it almost lasts me all day long during work. So, it's very cool. So yeah, when I'm done with it, when I'm done with the coffee, I wash it out at work and put some ice cold water in it. It's amazing. So yes, Andres, I agree. Coffee is amazing. And I'm still worried that at some point coffee is no longer going to be effective because I drink it all the time. But it's still a nice like addiction to have, you know. It's always good to be addicted to at least one thing in life. After I quit smoking, I was like, God, what am I going to be addicted to now? And thank God coffee filled that void. So thank you, coffee. And thank you, Andres. Next is Ludi. Ludi? Hey, Ludi. Welcome. No, it's Lucy Patterson. She says, water. Lots and lots of water. The colder, the better. That was my foreshadowing from earlier. Now, 10 seconds later, you figure out what I meant. She says, water. And I have been drinking a lot of water at work. We're still in the process of getting some water. So the building that we moved into is a, it's like an old, like, it's a building that used to be used all the time, but it has not been used for like 3 years, I think they said. So they, you know, put in a bunch of little cubes and computers and all that stuff for us. But the break room does not have the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art refrigerator slash, you know, water ice machine combination. It does not have any water. I mean, other than the tap, there's a tap. There's tap water, which I don't mind at all. But I like cold water. There's a drinking fountain outside, but it's like, you know, it's like a regular drinking fountain, like the one that you used in elementary school. So I'll get some water out of there. There is an ice maker in the freezer, but it's got that ice that smells like poop, which isn't a good smell when you're drinking water and it's just like hitting you in the face. It's like, oh, this frozen block of poop is hitting me in the face. This will be a nice refreshing drink. So yeah, there's that. So I get to drink that and it's quite cold. So I do that. Thank you, Lucy. Next is Matt Bowes. He says, what music makes you feel good? Like your true inner self that I'd say is a meditation state of mind. Go from there. If I want to focus, I find myself with calming acoustic music. So I told him and informed him that my favorite kind of music, what makes me feel good, the music that makes me feel good, is usually like death screamy metal. Usually like electronic-y metal, but with like cool beats and metal and screaming and death and stuff like that. So it's a little bit different. So I told him that, and then he did say, find that meditation music on Spotify, might keep you up. So what I did was I looked up meditation music on Spotify just for him, because I wanted to see if this was a good one. I'll play you a few seconds. And it's the first one that I typed in. It's called Meditations Part 1 by, let's see, what is it? By Estado de Calma. Ooh, this has got to be. The person's name probably means calm in Spanish or something. Calma? I mean, come on. It's calm with an A at the end. I'm sure that means calm. So let's see what this sounds like. Just a few seconds. So if you're driving, don't fall asleep because apparently this... actually, he said this won't put you to sleep. It'll keep you up. So you're welcome if you're driving. Check this out. That I don't think that's gonna keep me awake. That was a little bit too calm. I feel like that's the exact opposite of what I'm probably gonna need. See, and that's the issue. I'm trying to like learn and study and like do this stuff, so I don't know if listening to music really would do it for me. Maybe once I start to figure it out, like, I think I've figured out a lot of stuff. I think I've got it down pretty good, but we still have a lot of stuff that I don't know very well that I'm going to have to learn. There's no way in hell I'm going to be able to listen to that and stay awake. So, maybe when I, like I said, maybe when I am, ready and, totally in and figured everything out, that might be some good music to listen to kind of relax, but... No, I don't think that's going to work for me. I feel like the opposite is what would happen. I might actually need some like Under Oath or some old school Thrice, Asking Alexandria, something like that. Probably keep me up a little bit better. So if I'm going to be listening to something, I'd rather listen to that. But I appreciate it, Matt. I mean, people are different. It's very possible that works for you and probably a lot of other people, but I don't know. It'd probably make me like zone out so much. Like it would probably be perfect for meditation, but not for trying to focus and listen to somebody tell me what to do while also using a computer and looking at a screen. So I guess probably no music would really work for that. But I do appreciate it. Thank you, Matt. Again, it's just probably not going to work for me. But thank you very much. Next, we've got James Milterson. James says he used to dip coffee grounds from the MREs they would give us in the Marine combat training to stay awake. Ugh. Like, he would dip, he would, like, use, like, tobacco, or, like, coffee as chew. So that's definitely different. I told him I'd never heard of that, which is the truth, which is why I was so grossed out just now. But I bet it works. I mean, it looks like it's the same consistency, and I don't know why it wouldn't. It would still get into your system, I bet. I mean, I did chew. I used to chew a long time ago. It was disgusting. Tobacco in all ways is disgusting. You should stop if you do it. I smoked for 10 years. It was gross. But I also chewed while I smoked. I would also chew because I didn't give two craps about myself. I now know that it's disgusting, but I don't know much about chew. Like, what is it about chew that is the addiction? Like, when you smoke, you're inhaling the tar and the nicotine and tobacco and all that fun stuff. You're inhaling it and, you know, you get the sensation that way. But chew, is it like, I've heard that it like cuts into your lip. And then, like, into your gums and stuff, and then that's where it gets ingested in for you. Would that do the same with coffee grounds? I don't know. I don't feel like that's the same. So now I'm not sure that would work. I think it was all a placebo effect. You guys are like, yeah, we chew, so this will work. But I don't think it did. Because I don't think it has the same stuff. And if it does, then coffee needs to have the same warnings that cigarettes do. So, yeah, I don't know. That freaks me out. Freaks me out, man. But I guess, I mean, again, if somebody hasn't heard of that and chews and you want to try it, then try it and let me know. I won't try it because, again, I am a recovering addict. And yes, I'll say it that way. I'm recovering from being addicted to cigarettes and tobacco. I know saying you're a recovering addict is usually for like drugs and alcohol and stuff. But hey, cigarettes are apparently just as bad for you, if not worse. So I'm going to say it that way. I'm a recovering addict. I don't want to use stuff like that. So yeah, somebody else tell me if that actually works, because I don't know if it would. Again, placebo might, but I don't think it actually would do anything. And then we did just now just have a late comment from Scott Williams, but he really just chimed into Lucy's and he said about the water, the cold water. He says, the trick is just to keep your face submerged long enough not to drown, but just long enough for the fear to kick in. thanks, Scott. Always chiming in with such great takes. So I appreciate everybody. Thank you so much for giving your opinion on that. Again, if you see anything on Facebook or any social media, my questions for each week's topic, share it. Let your friends know so we can get a little bit more interaction. But I appreciate everybody that did chime in this week. So thank you again. When we come back, we'll get to that day trading stuff. And then just a couple of things that I have learned and kind of a ranking of what was hardest and what was easiest and all that fun stuff when the Let's Make Fun podcast returns. On a money mission, out the huddle with the tunnel vision. The price is right, just know we coming with it. Never humble, got a love for winning. I'll never crumble, solid to the finish. Check on my reps, see there's not a blemish. They study my plays and the way I did this. Watch you swoop on the spots, they left unintended. Henny pendant with the diamond finish. Turn this life ascendant to a holy image. Niggas be smoking that Reggie, don't know the difference. I'll pass you my shit, but just know your limits. This luxury life, but they only rent. You rolling them dice, trying to go against us, cause it's all on the line, nigga, every minute. When I'm creeping up on the come up, getting my money, still peaceful and blind. We here at the Not Normal Network have class.
Oh my God, somebody just came to the door and told me they're opening a brewery across the street. Like, hell yeah.
Dignity. I mean, yeah, if you're gonna like smell like absolute crap, like you actually pooped on your pants and like put them on. And style.
It's a way to help them improve themselves if they want to, but it's not forcing them into giving up cocaine if they use it to relax after a long day.
No. Cocaine does not help you. Yeah, does not help you relax.
Listen to Beer for Breakfast, Let's Make Fun, and 4th and 20. All shows you can only find here on the Not Normal Network. Charmed, I'm sure.
Project, I'm just gonna murder these tracks. And I ain't playing with these kids, dude. I ain't dying my head either. All you little spitters look like bitches too. These niggas is rapping for shock factors, saying crazy things, but it isn't true. These evil rappers be the same niggas, keep their heads down when we in the room. I ain't singing on no auto tune about Xanax or some dumb shit. I've been working on my attitude. I got a fat sack and some runts, bitch. Colorado by the trunk, kid. California in my blunt.
That's Johnny Denver. Song's called Creepin'. Go check him out. It's featuring Demrick. Yeah, Spotify. All those fun places that you could find music, you can find Johnny Denver and Demrick, including this song, Creepin'. Go find it. And go find all the other episodes of the Let's Make Fun podcast. While you're at it, listen to that song. And then come back and listen to other episodes of the Let's Make Fun podcast. It's an amazing show. And I'm not just saying that because I'm also a client or whatever. So thank you so much for sticking around. Again, my name's Jeremy. This is the Let's Make Fun podcast, and now we're going to get to something called day trading. If you don't know what it is, you're not alone. I don't really know what it is either. I know it's about stocks and stuff, but it was something that I found when I was trying to find the intro or make the intro. Some douchey guy was like, hey, bro, you want to be like me? You want to be like on the Bahamas, like in this sweet place where the ladies love? Like, go do some day trading. So I was like, I want to be like you, bro. You're awesome looking. So yeah, I looked up 10 basic day trading tips. I don't think it's going to be anything super hard, you know? I think it's one of those easy ways to become a millionaire or billionaire if you really want. Number one for basic day trading tips is knowledge is power, which reminded me of this.
Wow, you sure know a lot of stuff.
It's great to learn,
because knowledge is power.
That's from Family Guy. But yeah, I thought that was weird. Knowledge is power is the first tip in day trading. This is also according to investopedia.com. So if you really want to go into depth with these, I'm not going to read all of this because it's kind of boring, but I just thought it was kind of a good idea in case you were ever wanting to get into day trading. And you had a, you know, an interest in stocks and bonds and all that boring crap, that this would maybe help kind of get you in the right step for your financial future. Knowledge is power is the first step. Again, I'm not going to read all of it. But it kind of saying stuff like do your homework and make a wish list of all the stocks you'd like to trade and keep yourself informed about the selected companies in general markets. Scan business news and visit reliable financial websites. Number two, set aside funds. This is kind of telling you that you should set aside a surplus amount of funds you can trade that you could trade with, my God, it's hard to read boring stuff, and you're prepared to lose. Remember, it may or may not happen. So something you just are fine with losing if you do, you know, a good amount of money that you're just kind of okay with. You know, like if you go to a casino and you're like, I'm going to bring $100 because I know I'm going to lose it. If I make money, then cool. I think that's kind of what it's going for. Yeah, so set aside funds. Number three is set aside time too. Day trading requires your time. That's why it's called day trading. You'll need to give up most of your day, in fact. Don't consider it if you have limited time to spare. The process requires a trader to track the markets and spot opportunities, which can arise at any time during trading hours. Moving quickly is key. So there you go. If it's something that you were maybe thinking about, but you it was just kind of a side hustle, you're like, ah, man, that Uber and Lyft stuff is for suckers. My side hustle is going to be day trading. Well, it's not, because you trade your entire day. It's hilarious stuff, folks. But yeah, you pretty much have to have an entire, every day, all day. And that's probably why you make billions of dollars doing it, because you do nothing but work. And isn't there, there's nothing I could think of that would be more rewarding than just working all day and making money. You know, making money to just keep going to work and not enjoy any of the money that you've just earned. The fourth step, start small. As a beginner, focus on a maximum of 1 to 2 stocks during a session. Tracking and finding opportunities is easier with just a few stocks. A doozy. That's not a very good tip. It's easier to keep the 2 marbles in front of you because you only have 2 marbles. When you have 10 million marbles in front of you, it's harder to keep track of all of them. It's basically what I took from that. Number 5, avoid penny stocks. I'm going to read most of this because I don't know what the hell that means. You're probably looking for deals and low prices, but stay away from penny stocks. These stocks are often illiquid, and chances of hitting a jackpot are often bleak. Many stocks trading under $5 a share become delisted from major stock exchanges and are only tradable over the counter. Unless you see a real opportunity and have done your research, stay clear of these. So that sounds stupid. And it also sounds just like, again, going to the casino. Usually when I go to a casino, I'm looking for the slot machines because I like pretty lights and I can't figure out math very well in my head when I'm trying to, you know, bet money on what the dice are going to land on. So I like the pretty slot machines. Usually I go for the penny slot machines because, you know, I only bring $100. I don't want to spend all of my money on one pull. So just like the penny stock machine or slot machines, I mean, you're not going to win a lot of money. So this is kind of just one of those obvious things, too. I mean, I'm sure you already knew going into this, the lower you bet, the worst chance you're going to get of making millions of dollars. So that's a stupid one. And when it says here, many stocks trading under $5 a share become delisted from major stock exchanges, that makes zero sense because I'm pretty sure all those stupid commercials where they're like trying to relate to the regular guy is like with trades from $1. So it's like that. I mean, it's good marketing, I guess. You're getting the dummies that are like, I want to make $1 million. Trade stuff for me. Here's a dollar. It's doing its job, I think, but it's stupid. So again, you're welcome. I'm doing this for you. Don't go into day trading unless you're going to invest most of your time and money. And then it went on to say the $5 ones are only tradable over the counter. What the shit does that mean? Like at Walgreens? Like, I'd like some Advil and some $5 stocks. Thank you. Like, I don't know. I don't know what any of that means. I'm assuming it's one of those things where you might need to know about stocks and all that stuff and day trading. You probably know what that means then. Number six, time those trades. Many orders placed by investors and traders begin to execute as soon as the markets open in the morning, which contributes to price volatility. A seasoned player may be able to recognize patterns and pick appropriately to make profits. Again, it's just kind of one of those things like, here's one. Here it is right here. So this is the one we're looking for. For newbies, it may be better just to read the market without making any moves from the first 15 to 20 minutes. Again, hopefully you know what that means because I don't. So again, don't just go off of this list if you're actually trying to do this. Hopefully you'll know a little bit more and know what any of that means before you're going into it. Number seven, cut losses with limit orders. Decide what types of orders you'll use to enter and exit trades. Will you use market orders or limit orders? When you place a market order, it's executed at the best price available at the time. Thus, no price guarantee. That sounds fun. Again, I'm not reading all of these because I don't know what they mean and it's kind of boring. So hopefully it's interesting to you if you're into this stuff and you're trying to get into it. Number eight. Be realistic about profits. That makes sense. A strategy doesn't need to win all the time to be profitable. Many traders only win 50 to 60% of their trades. However, they make more on their winners than they lose on their losers. Make sure the risk on each trade is limited to a specific percentage of the account and that that entry and exit methods are clearly defined and written down. So there you go. That's a pretty good basic way to think about it. You know, if you're only doing one or two stocks, you're probably not going to make much. You might get some profit on one of them, but again, you're probably only doing $2, $1 stocks or trades or whatever the hell you would call that. So you might make a dollar or two. So is it really worth it? But it might be fun. Maybe it is fun. Maybe it's a fun thing to look at and watch, you know, on the computer or whatever. But again, it sounds like you might need another professional helping you out with that. So it could be tough. Number nine, stay cool. There are times when the stock market tests your nerves. As a day trader, you need to learn to keep greed, hope, and fear at bay. Decisions should be governed by logic and not emotion. That one's good for really anything. A lot of things will test your nerves. Not just as a day trader. As a person, you need to learn to keep greed, hope, and fear at bay. And that decisions should be governed by logic and not emotion. So being a day trader doesn't really have anything to do with that entire thing. Because you should just do that in real life too. And then the very last tip for beginners. Stick to the plan. Successful traders have to move fast, but they don't want to have to think fast. Why? Because they've developed a trading strategy in advance, along with a discipline to stick to that strategy. It's important to follow your formula closely. It's more important to follow your formula closely rather than try to chase profits. Don't let your emotions get the best of you and abandon your strategy. There's a mantra among day traders. Plan your trade and trade your plan. There you go. So those are the top 10 tips if you want to become a boring-ass day trader for beginners. So hopefully you got a little bit of knowledge out of that because I sure thought it was boring. I thought it'd be a little bit more interesting. That douchey guy with the slicked back hair did make it seem like it was going to be harder than it seems. So I'm glad he wasn't lying to me. So I guess that's a takeaway that I guess is good. So yeah, day trading sucks and seems hard. But if you're into it, you're welcome. Hopefully I helped you out and get you onto that path. So we'll take one more quick break. And when we come back, we'll get to some, just a couple of things that are harder to, kind of learn than others. And then some things that I've done that are a little bit harder and some things that are easier to learn. So stick around because we'll be right back on the Let's Make Fun podcast.
For 1 year now, the Denver Brews Cruise has been a sponsor for the Not Normal Network. And to celebrate, Brent Shy V and the DBC are offering you 10% off your next adventure to go cruising for a bruising mild high style. Just visit denverbrewscruise.com and during checkout in the How Did You Hear About Us section, select beer for breakfast and type in promo code B4B2019. To get 10% off your next adventure on the Denver Brews Cruise to go cruising for a bruising mild high style.
Romance and Rebellion. Song's called Whole Heart Broken. And I haven't played that song for a while because I played it a couple of weeks in a row and I couldn't get it out of my head. So it kind of drove me insane. It's a very good song, obviously. Most of the time, bad songs don't get stuck in your head. Although that does happen. I mean, that obviously that's happened. But this is a good song. You just heard it. You heard it at the end of the last break and you heard the beginning of it just there. It's a very good song. It just got stuck in my head, so I kind of had to stop playing it for a while. But I wanted to play it again because it is a good song. And it also, they're coming out with a new song, their newest single, tomorrow, August 9th. It's very possible you're listening to this March 30th, 2092. But August 9th, 2019, a new single will be out by Romance and Rebellion. So look for that. Go look for them on Spotify as well. That's where I'm listening to them. And again, when you're done there, go listen to all the rest of the Let's Make Fun episodes, as well as Beer for Breakfast. Howie is going to breweries all over the state of Colorado every week, and he likes to tell you a little bit about what each one of them is brewing up, so go check them out as well. And then when you're done with that, do whatever you want. But just go check out the bands that are on our show here on the Let's Make Fun podcast, and then Beer for Breakfast. That's all I ask. Oh, and go rate my show on whatever platform you listen to. There's a rating system on Stitcher, Spotify, all those fun things. It's either stars. I'm assuming it's not like thumbs up things. It's not like Facebook or anything, but just give 5 stars or 5 thumbs up. I really don't care. Just do it for me. That'd be great. But welcome back. My name's Jeremy. We're now going to get to that that list that I was talking about. It's really, what I realized is it's more of a list of highly desired skills you can teach yourself. And this is on lifehacker.com. That is not at all what I was hoping it would be. It's kind of a stupid list, but I did find on this list 2 that are right next to each other that on this list, I'm assuming most lists, I would assume, go in order of, you know, least liked to liked, or hardest to learn to easiest, or easiest to learn to hardest, something like that. So I'm assuming this list is no different, and that number 4 and number 3 are pretty close to each other in hardness of trying to learn. And I couldn't disagree more with this. And these are the only 2 I'm going to play, or that I'm going to say off of this list, because I do have my own stuff that I can just tell you, because this list turned out to be stupid. It's just really a list of like things you could do. So go do it. So I was just going to nix the whole thing, but I did realize how stupid 2 of these were to be so close to each other. Number 4 is play a new instrument. Now it could be play an instrument, but it's play a new instrument. And either way, I think it is fine. I feel like they both would be just as hard. If you've never played an instrument, I feel like it'd be just as hard as playing a totally different instrument. You know, it's possible that 2 instruments might be very similar. So you might have the fingerings, if that's what it's called. I used to play guitar, but I haven't for a long time. You might be used to those, or if you, like Kelsey, my wife, plays the trombone, so she knows how to blow into a trombone, so she could probably blow into another different type of horn. So I just feel like, you know, those could be the same. That's not the issue. I think either playing a new instrument or playing an instrument in general all is pretty hard. You've never done it. It's a totally new thing. You can't just, you could watch a video and play it very slowly and it would sound like shit because you're just doing it. Number 3 is cook like a pro. How are those next to each other? And I feel like you should just hear me out first. There's a reason why I think these are so stupid to be right next to each other in difficulty. Whichever way it goes, they're saying that cooking like a pro and learning how to play an instrument are just as hard as one another. Cooking like a pro, it really doesn't... I take that as really cooking. I mean, cooking a good meal. It's not... I don't think it's saying like, eventually cook like a pro. The way I'm taking it is the way I'm thinking of it is, okay, the first time you do both of these things, when you're trying to learn how to play an instrument, even after the first day, after, you know, 12 hours of playing that same instrument, trying to play a song, it's still going to sound like shit, I bet. I don't think it's going to sound very good. Now, you give me 12 hours to make a meal, it better taste like a pro made that meal. Because you could easily just watch a video or look up ingredients. I'm not a master chef at all, but I can make a meal that tastes good. I'm not a master guitar player. And there's no way in hell I could play a song that sounds like a pro in 12 hours. So that is my point. I think that it's a good point. I hope you agree with that point, because it's ridiculous that this is even on this list. Just the fact that they're both close to each other. The Cook Like a Pro should not be on this list. This list is stupid in general. So I'm sorry I even brought it up, but I saw this and I just had to bring it up. So, yeah, the other ones, just so you know, the other ones are like become fluent in a new language, make a website, create an app, or just learn to code. Those are all things. Yes, you could do anything. You could, you know, that whole stupid saying, you can do anything you put your mind to. Yeah, we know. We know that's a saying. It's pretty much what this list is of this stupid guy came up with. But it's just saying stuff about, like, you could teach yourself how to do this. There's no information there at all. I could come up with a list of things you can teach yourself to do. You can name anything. I can build a cat tower. I can teach myself how to make a shoe. I'm looking at things in my little area that I'm in right now doing this show. I can put a picture frame together if I really put my mind to it. So I think it's a stupid, lazy article, and I bet this guy got paid to do it. So how dare you, Adam Dachis, or Dacis, D-A-C-H-I-S. Hopefully you hear this. I'm pretty sure it got 3 million views, I think is what I'm showing here. So it's just ridiculously stupid. I cannot believe things like this get famous, and this amazing podcast doesn't. Oh, God. So that's that list. I mean, it's not really a list. I mean, neither is mine. I'm just going to give you a couple of things that I've learned how to do that you could do. Because, again, I'm not a genius. But if you put enough time into something, you'll figure it out. The first thing, it's snowboard. Snowboarding is extremely hard to learn. It is, you know, one of those things that they say, skiing is a lot harder or easier to learn, but harder to master. Snowboarding is a lot harder to learn, but easier to master. I believe I said those opposites. So I think I said them the right way. And that they opposed each other in ways of being easy and hard. Either way, I learned how to snowboard, and it's very hard to learn, apparently. I mean, I know it was because I tried it. It was very hard. Now I know how to do it, and it's not super easy, but I can stay up and go down an entire mountain. I can't, like, I'm not one of those guys that can go off jumps and like do flips and grab hold of the snowboard and stuff like that. But I don't really want to be. I have horrible knees and I'm a big guy and I'm good with knots. So I really don't care if I need to impress you by jumping off of a jump and touching my snowboard with my hand. I just think it's fun to snowboard down a mountain. We do go in between the trees and stuff sometimes when my knees are feeling especially strong and the snow is a little bit more powdery. It's a lot more fun to go in between the trees if there's like a bunch of snow. But a lot of times the most recent year, it was very icy. So we got away from that. But I learned how to snowboard. It's very hard. I'd say it's one of the hardest things I've had to learn. Now, on that same token of what we were talking about earlier, the next thing that I've learned is how to play guitar. But I only learned how to play power chords on an acoustic guitar. Now, yes, I did then learn a couple of songs, like very easy pecking, you know, where you peck the like lead guitar part of like some punk rock songs. Damn It by Blink-182. There were some Alkaline Trio songs, Radio. And there was another one I can't remember. It's been so long. I can't remember exactly, but it was pretty easy. It's just one of those things where you just, you know, you have to, it wasn't, and like my whole rant from earlier, it's hard enough that you can't just pick it up in a day. Snowboarding, I had to take an entire season how to figure out how to actually go down a mountain without falling every single time. You know, playing a guitar, you just do it as much as you can. Now, if you do it for 12 hours, I would hope you'd be able to play a couple of, you know, power chords, but that's totally different than trying to cook a meal that you could watch a video of somebody doing the exact same thing and you just copy what they're doing. So I think it's totally different. But again, I still think playing a guitar is much easier than learning how to snowboard. So yeah, just a couple of things that I've learned how to do that if you're trying to do, you can do it. If I can do it, you know, I always hear that. If I can do it, you can do it. But it's really true for me because I'm saying it now. When other people say it, I don't believe them. But because I'm saying it, I believe it more. So please go try. But when you go snowboarding or skiing or whatever it is you decide to do, go to a different state. We already have way too many people here doing it, and it's impossible to enjoy yourself on the mountain anymore. There are just too many goddamn of you. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I've learned a lot of other stuff. But the main things I kind of wanted to talk about were those couple of things, just because they're a bit more drastic of, you know, which one was harder and which one was easier. And then again, the stuff that I'm learning now, I think, you know, I've only been doing it for just over almost 2 weeks. And I feel like, you know, I will eventually get it, but it was a good way to get this show going, and I'm glad that we were able to talk about just learning how to do some stuff, and hopefully you are now a day trader. Hopefully you paused this episode and you figured out everything you needed to know about day trading, and then you resumed this episode so you could figure out how to get to me and thank me for getting you those millions of dollars, and hopefully you'll send me a few my way. That would be awesome. But yeah, if you want to get to me, please look up the Facebook page, Jeremy Sturdivant, or the Let's Make Fun page. On Instagram, it's Let's Make Fun as well. Let's Make Fun Show, and on Twitter, Let's Make Fun Show as well. So go check all of those out. Give me a like. Give me a rating on one of those platforms that you're listening to. That'd be awesome. Thanks again to all of the bands that let me use their music, and to all of the people that commented on social media. I really do appreciate it. It makes the show so much better. So thank you all so much. And as always, whatever time of day it is, have a great rest of your day.